The presidential campaign is in full swing. President Bush hit the trail today after lying low while the Democrats held their convention. Addressing supporters in Springfield, Missouri, he had this to say about his opposition.
This week, members of the other party gathered in Boston. We heard a lot of clever speeches and some big promises. My opponent has good intentions, but intentions do not always translate to results. After 19 years in the United States Senate, my opponent has had thousands of votes, but very few signature achievements.
Mr. Bush was, of course, referring to Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, who accepted the nomination of the Democratic Party last night. Today, Senator Kerry and his running mate, Senator John Edwards of North Carolina, boarded a bus and began a two-week tour to kick off their campaign. Our correspondents are on the road with both campaigns. We're joined first by NPR's Don Gagne, who's with President Bush. And, Don, I understand the president was pretty eager to respond to the criticism coming out of Boston this week.
That's right. It's almost like he skipped the first few pages of his speech, where he usually eases into things. In Springfield, it was just after 9 in the morning. It was an outdoor rally at a baseball diamond. And the president right off the bat said, and this is a quote, "There will be big differences in this campaign. They're going to raise taxes. We're not." So that was right at the top of the speech, coming even before the president looked around to acknowledge the Republican officials and other dignitaries in the crowd. This is, Robert, being billed as a brand new stump speech, though much of it sounded pretty familiar. He did have some very specific barbs aimed at John Kerry. Recall that last night in Boston, Kerry spoke of seeing complexities in issues. He was talking about Iraq. Well, today the president seized on that, saying there's nothing complex about supporting our troops in combat. So that was the tone of the Kerry portions of the president's speech today.
And yet the White House says the president didn't actually watch much of the Democratic convention.
It seems hard to imagine. You'd think curiosity would lure him in, but the president's press secretary says that Mr. Bush did not watch John Kerry last night. He cited the lateness of the speech, though he did say the president read some of the news coverage this morning. Earlier in the week, we were told that while the president was at his ranch in Crawford, he did sample some of the convention, but the White House says he spent much of his time working on the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission regarding intelligence reform. So they were portraying him as being kind of above all of the stuff going on in Boston.
And what's his response to the 9/11 Commission recommendations?
Nothing specific, but expect something soon, maybe Monday. There's a strong sense the president will embrace many of the commission's recommendations, more than might have been initially expected.